Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beale, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon,
and Cleveland, Ohio. We have over 700 books, over 25 employees, and we make about 40 new books every year.
And we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or maybe you just want to understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to talk about the sale of Baker & Taylor from its competitor, Follett.
This is definitely, like, in the category of us mere mortals singing songs about the Greek gods throwing thunderbolts at each other.
I would just call it news, but...
I mean, this is just, like, I guess, like, it does affect us, but it is also happening on such a, like, different level.
Well, it's not, yeah, I mean, in practical sense, this will not affect us as much as it will affect many, you know, especially people that are closer to the situation.
So what happened?
So in April of 2016, the industry was shocked when Baker & Taylor was purchased by its primary competitor, Follett. And one reason for that is most people assumed that Baker & Taylor was the larger company.
So let's back up 1 minute for our listeners who know nothing at all. What kind of companies are these? What do they do?
So Baker & Taylor, who's, well, is a series of businesses, let's say, that, like, have various things going on, but their primary business is library sales and institutional sales. So things like higher education, books that are used generally in schools, like, but, you know, so that's that can be everything from, like, textbooks to secondary resources to, like, stuff that is sold to the school for any purpose at all. And then okay. Follett basically does the same thing, apparently, on an even larger level.
Okay. And so Follett bought Baker & Taylor 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and has now sold them.
Yes, in an equally unexpected sale, without any foreshadowing. Well, I don't know. I guess there was some foreshadowing. Obviously, this has not been a great couple years for either of these markets.
Right, education, libraries, a little bit of turmoil there.
Incredible amounts, yeah. And, you know, lots of temporary layoffs throughout. But, you know, it's important to point out that most, you know, well, we don't really have a complete picture, but we more or less know that this market is as large as, if not larger than, the what we think of as, like, the U.S. trade market, you know, selling to bookstores.
Got it. Selling books to libraries and schools is big business.
Huge. Billions.
Okay.
Annually, okay. Yeah. And it's just, like, differently crowded and differently competitive, you know, meaning, like, there's a couple players that have a pretty tight stranglehold on library and educational versus, you know, in the trade market, there's just a lot of competition broadly. So it's not that, you know, and, you know, so it's like there's lots of fish in the trade market, whereas, you know, there's lots of those books would just never be purchased for libraries or never be purchased for educational purposes.
So what does it mean, this sale? What do you think it means?
Well, it means that, you know, you buy your competitor to monopolize, period, you know, to not have competition, to not have, you know, to dominate a field. We do know that Baker and Taylor, through the course of this sale, there was a lot of consolidation. You know, they closed their wholesale division, which is where they used to sell to bookstores. And reportedly, that was just, like, bleeding money for years. So it just kind of seemed like a lot of their business wasn't very tightly wound. It seemed like it was just kind of...
They had gotten too big to manage.
Yeah, and, you know, it's from the sound of it, it was that things hadn't been working well for a number of years and didn't work well after the sale. And so consolidating these enterprises didn't really help that, you know. So when you buy and sell your not only competitor, but definitely principal competitor in the span of under 6 years, that means you were better off without them.
Ooh, it's a rough relationship story.
Yeah.
So what does it mean for, like, us now, I guess, that this happened?
So, I mean, yeah, I guess the real question is, like, the greater unknown is how will it continue to shake up Baker, you know? What will the new, you know, it's now owned by an investment firm, which, you know, those things, they don't tend to last more than a few years. But the owner is also the acting CEO right now, so hopefully he can get operation under control. And, you know, like, just sort of cork a lot of these holes and, you know, get it where the primary business can function. And, you know, we don't really have a complete picture, but, and, you know, a lot of this may be pandemic related. You know, pandemic was really hard on educational and on library sales, so.
Right.
But, you know, so the impact could be massive, you know. I mean, hopefully, you know, Baker will figure out a way to make themselves newly relevant, vital player in both of these fields. But we don't know.
Good luck, Baker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does seem like more businesses is better, especially in this age of consolidation.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I think about it, too, where if it's run correctly, you would want somebody that's really good at one thing and somebody that's really good at another thing. When you have, you know, when you start to blur and bend that, it doesn't really create a better outcome, you know. Not to be vague, but, yeah, it's like you want somebody that has, like, a core leveraged strength that, like, is principal to how they run their operation rather than, you know, just sort of this, like, amorphous idea of, like, bookstores need books, we have warehouses, we can order books, you know, or, like, libraries need books, you know, like, you have to, it has to be a little more complicated than that now, especially when, you know, just about every industry is being taxed by changes from the pandemic.
Shit, you're not going to try to sell me back my company now, are you?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're about due.
How have those books been working out? They haven't all been blockbusters, that's for sure.
And look at this awareness.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll be talking more off camera.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.